Yesterday, we again addressed the issue which I showed you in Shulchan Aruch with reference to the Chashivas of Tfilah B'Tzibur. And I just want to perhaps just add a little bit to what I mentioned yesterday regarding this matter, especially one area that I find to be very difficult, and also I do understand why people have issues, but I myself have tried to discipline myself over the years to engage in some degree of self-control. I'm talking about Chazar Sashat, since I decided to talk about Tfilah B'Tzibur, and I had a discussion with one of your colleagues, a very chashuv colleague, with my Rebbe Muvok, one of my Rabbeinu Muvokim. I have a number of them in this yeshiva. So, what exactly is happening? The Gemara says at the end of Rosh Hashanah, what's the point of Chazar Sashat? So the point is, the Gemara says, "Lahotzi misheino baki." Sometimes you have people who are not necessarily fluent in Shemoneh Esrei, and so Chazal were misakin Chazar Sashat. They were misakin for the purpose of individuals who, as I said, are not bekiyim, don't have that kind of fluency. And the idea is that someone who is not fluent, so Shliach Tzibur can be motzi him yidei chobasa. Shliach Tzibur is able to help him fulfill his mitzvah of Shemoneh Esrei. We mentioned yesterday the ikar of Tfilah B'Tzibur is the Shemoneh Esrei. That's what we saw in the Shulchan Aruch. And so now we have a concept called Chazar Sashat. And this is actually found here in Shulchan Aruch. Today it's something which is very much a part of our entire liturgy. We're all familiar with it. And even though today we are all Bekiyim, if you look at Siman Kuf Chav Dalet, since you have Mishnah Berurah, so the Beis Yosef quotes his Kuf Chav Dalet, which is the siman that deals with Chazar Sashat. If you have the Mishnah Berurah, you can actually see it. There's a Rambam that is quoted, that Chazal told us that even though we have Bekiyim, even though today we have Bekiyim, people who daven are capable of davening, so what's the point of the Chazar Sashat? Becholzos, somehow the takana remained. I mean, sometimes you find in Chazal that even though the reason for the takana is no longer relevant, but the takana remains. And that's exactly what happened with reference to Chazar Sashat. So in Kuf Chav Dalet, you see that, I'll read Aleph, the Mechaber says in Aleph, the Achash Yisimu Ratzibu Tzvilosan, after the Tzibur finishes the Shonan of the Achash, Yachzor Sheach Tzibu HaTzvilo. Then the Sheach Tzibu, what does he do? He once again reviews the Tzvilo. Kuf Chav Dalet Tzipal. Shim Yesh Mishen Yodeh Lispalel, if there's someone who does not know how to daven, Yechavi L'mashu Omer, let him have in mind, let him have Kavona, when the Sheach Tzibu says the Shonan Esrei, V'yotzibo, and that's how you can be Yotze. As a matter of fact, this halacha, which the Mechaber quotes, is a very famous din, because sometimes a person is in a situation where you may have missed something in the Shemoneh Esrei B'lachash. And now the question is, do I have to daven Shemoneh Esrei again? This is the whole parsha, this din. Or can I actually listen to Chazar Sashat, and then the Sheach Tzibur will say it, I have in mind that he'll be motzi me. And that's what many Rishonim point out. And as the Mechaber goes on to say, B'tzarech, also Sheyotze B'tzila Sheach Tzibur, L'chavim L'koma Sheomer Sheach Tzibur, Be'osh V'atzof. Obviously, what does that mean? It means that the person who's going to be Yotze with the Sheach Tzibur has to focus, has to concentrate fully to make sure that he hears everything from beginning to end. And then he makes the following statement. And this is what I wanted to talk about. Ve'ino mafsik, ve'ino masiach. What is he not allowed to do? Can't be mafsik. Nor can he what? Nor can he talk. You look in Sif Zayin. Just hold on to this, but just turn to Sif Zayin for 1 second. In the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber there explains this matter a bit further. What are you not allowed to do when the Sheach Tzibur is engaged in Chazar Sashat? To engage in any kind of conversation. I will now translate those words. If someone speaks, who chote, he's a sinner, the God of Avonim and so. Wow. Who used such a language in the Torah?
The Rambam.
Kayin. Oh. In the Torah. I think the Rambam was yet in the Torah.
He
uses language of a similar nature, but I said in the Torah, Kayin, after he committed a terrible avera, killing Hevel. Vayomer Hashem el Kayin, there's a conversation that Hashem has with Kayin. So Kayin says, God will have made him so. So Ambam is on the spot, he's a kind of bidur. Ein gerash lo si hayom, mipanecha esoser. The Kayin said, now he's going to be behest upon him with Hashem is barach, he's committed such an avera. So here the Mechaber uses that language of the Torah, which reference to Kayin, and tells you that if a person speaks sichas chulin, in chazar sashat, he's a chote, Godol Avodah Mitzvah, Bigar involved. What does that mean? You're supposed to scream at him. My father, Shalom, carried out this halacha all the time. I remember it very distinctly. This is a very strong language. And I heard the name of Rabbi Tzio Salomon, Shlita, the Mashgiach in Lakewood, that the only time that the Torah uses the language of God, Avodah Mitzvah, is with Rebbe Stakai. The only time. And what was the Chet of Kayin? An act of? Shvichus Dam. Ritzich. Murder! Which is probably the most heinous crime that one could possibly commit. The Mechaber here compares someone who talks during Shmoneh Esrei, Chazar Sashatz, to someone who commits an act of murder. The Mishnah Berurah here in Sitkan Chavzai quotes from the Eliyahu Rabba. You have Mishnah Berurah Chavzai? Kuf Chavdal, we're in Kuf Chavdal. Sitkan Chavzai in the Mishnah Berurah. He's commenting on this language of the Mechaber. Woe is to those people who talk during davening. What happened because of this sin? Batek and Yisios were destroyed. Wow. I heard the name of, he's not here, Chaval, but you're here. I heard the name of Yitzhak Zilberstein, Shlita, the son-in-law of Rabbi Yashiv, the Chazal Lebracha. Something amazing. The Shoah, the Holocaust. Whom did the Holocaust affect? Which Jews were affected by the Holocaust? Ashkenazic Jews. Asked Rabbi Zilberstein, why weren't Sephardic Jews affected by the Holocaust? Not that Chas V'Shalom, we want anyone to be affected by the Holocaust, obviously. But why weren't Sephardic Jews affected by the Holocaust? So Rav Zilberstein said, one of the reasons is because you know Sephardim behave in the Beis HaKnesses? Perhaps you will tell us. With proper decorum. That is to say, they don't speak Dvarim B'Telem. They don't engage in that kind of skullduggery. They honor the Beis Knesses. They have Derech Eretz for the Rav. In general, Derech Eretz for Hashem is Barach. And that's why, said Rav Zilberstein, they were not affected by the Shoah. I heard that. I was thunderstruck. But you, it's a Dava Pasha. In Sif Dalet, what does the Mechaber say? Turn to Sif Dalet now. By the way, maybe I should finish that. Mishnah Berurah, I meant to finish it. I'm sorry. In Chav Zayin, at the end he writes, Kosev Bishlo, you know the Shlo HaKodesh? Ra'isi mihachareidim al Dvar Hashem. What do the people who are behaving properly do? Shemesidim hasidim b'fneim b'shas chazar satvila. Guess what? They have a sitter in front of them during Chazar Sashatz. Sham. Where are they looking? Inside the sitter. What are they following? The Shliach Tzibur. Shulo Yiru Chutza. Vaz Mechavnim Al Kol Mila V'Mila. And they are Mechavnim to each word. If you'll ask me, whom did I see doing this? Let us begin the list. Moron Harav Soloveitchik Zatzal. I never saw him learning during Chazar Sashatz. Isn't that amazing? How many times did I see him in Chazar Sashatz? Not tens of times. not hundreds of times, probably thousands of times. Not once did I catch a mind or chazar sashatz. Hagoyin Moron Mamesha Feinstein Zatzal, never saw him once learning during Chazar Sashas. I didn't see him thousands of times, but tens of times for sure. Moron Hagoyin Abyakov Kamenetsky Zatzal, they all follow from the Siddur Chazar Sashas. Vazogdeel, what do you say, Hara Markish Lita?
Awesome.
Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that what Allah should do? One moment, I just want to get my point across. Abitzok, אני רק רוצה לכוון אותך לכמה דברים פה בגלל שיחה שהתרחשה בינינו לפני כמה ימים ולא שכחתי את זה. So I decided I'm going to discuss it. Look in Simen Dalet, Sif Dalet. Sif Dalet and Kufchav Dalet, if you don't mind. I'm sorry, you wanted to say something, go ahead.
If someone knows they're going to like, start talking, can they learn instead?
How is that possible? Someone knows they're going to talk to Chazor Sashas.
Like if...
Oy vavoy, ve'ez mir. How? Hayitochen? Is that possible? Where am I standing? Before whom? The Bari Eila.
But if the person next to you sees that they're just sitting there, like, just literally looking, you're just like following along, maybe they'll start talking to you.
And what should you do to that gentleman?
Yell
at them.
No.
Shah! Gorimbo!
Is the Gorimbo within Chazar Sashats or after?
He's talking about Chazar Sashats. B'shosh Shatzilu Chazar Tfilah. Sif Zayin. But I wanted to show you Sif Dalet. Sif Dalet said, there's no gear to what you just said. Read Dalet. Shashiach Sibu Chazar Tfilah. Hakol Yeshla Mishtok. Rabbi Caro says, what should they do? Be quiet. Ulechavin the bracha shemavarech hachazam alanos amen. And have in mind the bracha that it's amen. V'yemein tisha mechavin lebrichosa. Rachman al-Nitzlan, sometimes you have a tzibur of 300 people and you don't have 9 people who are following in the siddur, listening to have in mind to be mechavin. Korav yos mechaisa lebatola. You know, it's like a bracha batola he's making. Beis mir. Mr. Bruce says, he has to have in mind then the Shirat Tzibur for Tzilas Nedava, a voluntary tefillah. 300 people are davening there. 5 people are saying of the 300 to the Shirat Tzibur. The others are talking, gesticulating, sleeping, cracking jokes, maybe learning, as you would say, halavai, walking around, eating a sandwich, having ragalach, cup of coffee, never! One of the slan! Korob yosbir chaisul batola. Blochay, kol adam yasa atzol kila in tisha zulaso. Pretend as if there are only 9 people here, you're one of them. Bichan, the bichas achaza. Furthermore, says the Ramah, Yeshom Shekalam Yamdu Kshachoz Yishan Tzibur HaTfilah. So there are people who stand, Hashim Atar Shraga stands with his feet together. That's the practice of Rav Soloveitchik. But Zadin Shon Asveh, based on the Diyak Lashon HaRambam. But even Ramah says that what should people do? Stand B'Shas Chazar Sashatz. The Mishnah Berurah again, as I said, points out on the bottom of the page that let's say the Shirat Tzibur realizes that nobody is listening. They're eating pizza, they're talking, they're schmoozing, they're cracking jokes, they're eating ragalach, they're having coffee, they're prancing about, they're dancing and I don't know what. Nebuch. Miskenim. So then, the Shirat Tzibur should have in mind that it's just the double. That's what Shirat Tzibur writes over here. Of course, the problem is there are certain days that this Eitz is not going to help.
Tfilas
Nedava. Tfilas Nedava is a voluntary tefillah. You run brachas. You can have a Tfilas Nedava, an extra tefillah that you feel the need to have special bakoshas and prayers and what have you. You can do that. The exception of 2 days, you cannot do it. Shabbos Yom Tov is not Tfilas Nedarim. So this Eitz is not going to work at Shabbos Yom Tov. It's only going to work during the week when you're allowed to engage in Tfilas Nedarim. But my point in all this, obviously, and this is what we are now going to discuss your question, since you raised it, this fine young man, outstanding, not fine. Outstanding. Correct. Some want to say, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? You should not engage in Sichas Chulin. So what are they medayik from the Shulchan Aruch? Just like you are medayik, or your Chaver are medayik, not you, Chas V'Shalom. You are Tzadik Sedeila. They're medayik, what's Aser? Sichas Chulin. What about learning Masechet Sukkah, the Sugya of David Akuma? Wow, I'm a holy Jew. I learned Dofen Akuma, Chazar Sashatz. That's what I do. That's Mutar. So, I will be honest. The Magen Avraham raises your question. He quotes in the name of Menachem Azari Mipano, one of the Goli Achronim, that if someone is learning B'Shas Chazar Sashatz, it's not the end of the world. As you indicated, even though I reacted to you, as you noticed, in a very strong kind of way, because it's clearly not ideal, but at the same time, certainly, it's not the proper thing to do, it's certainly not right, and the Pesukim can bring down very clearly, it's not behavior that one should engage in. And the truth of the matter is, there's a, they want to actually, I saw, and I think he quotes it here, or here, I forgot where I saw it.
Does Mr. Buddha mention that?
One second, yes, see, I'll get to it in a second. There's a sefer which many yeshivas have a minute to learn. When I was in Itri, I learned a yeshiva called Itri there as well, and every day after davening, they learned a sefer called Or Chaim LeRosh. Very beautiful sefer. Gorgeous sefer. You know what the sefer? The Rosh. You familiar with the Rosh?
Yeah.
The very Rabbeinu Osher.
Yeah.
Very fine fellow. So he has a sefer called Or Chaim. So he writes over there that, I don't have the exact Rosh in my head. Ba'ot Shashatz, those are Atfila, lo yisaper, lo yidaber, Ellen came with Divrei Torah. So he apparently, shall we say, provides some sort of, what shall we say, justifications for the position that you just espoused a few moments ago, that you just advocated a few moments ago. It's very interesting that this is the question, and this question is really totally on, I think, Lefi Anius Daiti, if I'm not mistaken, the Emek Rocha, or Pomeranchi, in that sefer, which is, I told you, a Talmud of Rizkarov. He is Medayik, Rashi in Maseches. Don't worry, I'll get it after. He's Medayik for Rashi in Maseches Megillah. You probably are familiar with that Masechta, I'm sure of it. Oh. He's Medayik for Rashi in Maseches Megillah. What a deal. See, the question is, what happens today since we have all Bekiyim? I said a few moments ago what the Mechaber said. And what's the reason why we have Chazar Sashat? The people who are not Bekiyim, who are not so fluent, etc. So they have Chazar Sashat. But all of us are Bekiyim in this room. Wow. So not just the Kiyim, here we have Lamdonim Uflogim.
So why do we buy Marav, do we not?
One second, that's a Kasha, that's a separate Kasha. First let's deal with this Kasha, then we'll get that Kasha. But anyway, so we have to go in order, if you don't mind. Thank you, Shukram, Hashem bless you. There's a Rashi Megillah, and that's Abdallah Bel. And there's a Tesis, and the Rosh over here as well. They don't hold like the Rambam. The Rambam is the one who says in the Tshuva, that's what the Mechaber quotes in Shulchan Aruch, that today, even though we are not Bekiyim, but today we are Bekiyim. So when we were not Bekiyim, we understand Chazar Sashatz. But even today when we are Bekiyim, so what's Chazar Sashatz? The answer is the Takana. Once they were in the Saki, the Takana, it remains. No plug. That's what the Rambam says. However, there's a Rashi here in Masechet Megillah of Chavdal Adal, where Rashi is Mashma and Tesis also and Chav Gimel. They are Mashma not like that. That here, if we're all Bekiyim, so why are we having Chazar Sashatz? Only for one reason. Neni. What's the reason Chazar Sashatz if we're all Bekiyim? Kedusha. That's what Rashi here in Masechet Megillah says. If it's for the purpose of Kedusha, to be mostly Kedusha, so that means that what happens after Kedusha? You can learn the Sugya of David
Akuma. That's why, is that why you do...
However, can I just say one thing? The Mishnah Brura. That's what Yitzhak, Shlita, my Rebbe, over here pointed out. Look at Yitzayim. Ulechave. Kuf Chavdal Yitzayim, the Mishnah Brura. I had to discuss this issue with Yitzhak, so because a few days ago we had a discussion. It's been in my head since then. I was waiting for the golden opportunity. You have your dying Mulachabin? Okay, Nishizoya Milema Taknuna Malima Bez Khazar Sachats. What should one not do? Some people decide they have to say Tilim every day. So when did they say Tilim? During Khazar Sachats. Mishabura says, no, no, that is taboo. What does taboo mean? Taboo! English.
I don't speak English very well.
What language do you speak? Yo hablo español muy poco.
Poquito español.
Poquito.
What?
And Mr. Brewer says here that one should not say Tehillim, O Lilmo Beis Chazar Sashat, nor should one learn during Chazar Sashats.
No, okay.
One moment. Let me just say one more thing. I know I'm a little bit long-winded. As I said, that Rav Gedolei Hador were very careful. And the fact about it is, they were Gedolei Yisrael. I'll give you an example. This I heard from, they were Rosh Yeshiva Tarva Das. There's a yeshiva called Tarva Das in New York. Maybe you're not familiar with. Rosh Yeshiva was someone that I knew. There were two Rosh Hashiva that I knew, one well and one not so well. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal was many years ago, Rosh Hashiva Tarva Das. I didn't know him well, but I met him. And then Rabbi Avraham Kain Pam Zatzal, I met him many times. And then his son, Rabbi David Pam, Shlita, Yibadol Chai Barukin, was in the holy city of Toronto.
I daven there all the time.
You daven there all the time. And I'm very friendly with him. I stayed in his house for Shabbos. And after I already lived in Eretz Yisrael, and he made my bed and served me food. I don't understand the nature of that at all. But the Gadol Hador comes to make the bed of a simpleton and also to serve me food. It was another little bit, what's the word? Weird.
Odd.
Odd.
Out of place.
Anyway, so I heard in the name of Rabbi Eli Chazan, one of those Shishiva Tarva Das, he learned Rabbi Shimon Shkop. You know Rabbi Shkop? Rabbi Shimon Shkop? You'll have to learn in yeshiva for the next 28 years. No. Rav Shimon Shkop. Shai Yosha. The Gadol Hador. The father of Lomdus. Rav Shimon Shkop in Chazar Sashatz had a siddur in front of him and with his finger went from word to word of Chazar Sashatz. Of the Shechi. Rabbi Shimon Shkop. It's a biography of him in Hebrew. Maybe it's one in English too, I don't know.
I'm also
excellent. I was about to mention him. Chaim Kanievsky. Me Lanu Godel, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, the Gadol Hador. Rabbi Chaim Briska, you know him. Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik, my Rebbe's grandfather. Used to scream at people who talked during Chazar Sashatz. I don't know. Rabbi Yashiv, I saw him in Chazar Sashatz. Guess what he was doing?
Following
that is correct. They stood, they listened to every single word. So, what in heaven's name are we doing? We mean not present company, Chazar Shalom. I wouldn't have the audacity to accuse you of such a crime. Did you ever see Maran Rav Ovadia Zatzal in Chazar Sashatz? Adi Raiti Oto. Guess what? Did he learn Yalkut Yosef during Chazar Sashatz? He did not. Did he learn HaMechaber, Rabbi Sekara, which he knew by heart during Chazar Sashatz? He didn't have to learn it because he took by heart. No, he did not. Don't eat so. Follow Chazar Sashatz. That's what I'm trying to show you. Now, it's true some people sat for Chazar Sashatz, but the Rav Moshe says you should stand. Okay, you may now begin to speak. Yes. Harav Marker Shlita.
There have been plenty of situations where people have said certain things during Chazar Sashatz,
son that I'm actually getting much older than I am. So where do you always say to be quiet, whether they're respecting that or if it's their parent?
Wow.
Because that has been something that's happened.
I'm crazy myself.
Those are difficult situations, I'm asking. I don't think it's, shall we say, certainly not proper for someone who's much younger than people who are older to necessarily give people mussar during Chazaras HaShatz. People who are learned and the like, and that's true, I cannot deny there are, even Talmidei Chachamim, from time to time, they're bothered by Akasha and Chazaras HaShatz, they will be focused. I knew a certain rabbi who was running a shul in a certain neighborhood. He left there about 2 months ago, so I knew that rabbi, and that rabbi was pretty careful not to learn the Chazaras HaShatz unless someone came to him for a shayla that was relevant right now in Deshman Essay, whatever it was. But behind him, he was told, the rabbi, that's what he told me, that people told him that there were many people learning Daf Yomi during Chazaras HaShatz. I think that this issue, in general, goes into the issue of how one gives tochacha. That's a whole parsha in itself. You know the Gemara in Erechim, you're probably familiar with it. The Gemara in Erechim talks about giving tochacha. And the Gemara says how careful you have to be giving tochacha to people. People are very sensitive, and people don't take tochacha too well. In general, that's known. And also, how do you go about giving tochacha and whom you give tochacha to? This requires a lot of discussion. So maybe if you remind me one day, we'll be glad to try to enter that arena as well. I hear what you're saying, and as I said, but in general, the best approach, as you can see from the Shulchan Aruch, is really not to learn Dor Chazaras HaShatz. I mean, I've seen many Gedolei Yisrael. I only have one advantage over you. No, that is age. You're much smaller than I am. But age, that I do have over you. And that's just a question of what my father shows to call a move over, a passing blemish, which is not under our control. But a man of your stature? And you know what Mishnah Berurah says elsewhere? Another Mishnah Berurah, I'm not quoting it right now. He says, when people see yeshiva bachim like you, learn the Chazaras HaShatz, so regular balbas, people like me will say, well, is Rabbi Marcus or is the Chazaras HaShatz? What's he going to talk about? They won't listen to Chazaras HaShatz. And then no one will listen to Chazaras HaShatz. And that's the situation in many shuls today. Now, it doesn't mean that the Shir Tzibur should daven so slowly that he becomes an absolute burden on people. Of course, there should be a pace that should be, shall we say, normal. The way you daven, he davens very beautifully. You'll ask me, how do I know? I observe people. Hope you don't mind. I work for Shabbat on the side. That's a secret service. So I think if you have a good pace or a decent pace, and I saw Gedolei Yisrael in my days that they were very careful to listen to Chazaras HaShatz. And they, most of them stood, by the way, during Chazaras HaShatz, that there's actually a parish on Mishnayis called the Or Gadol. You're probably familiar with it, in Yochanan Bar Mishnayis. So he, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, he quotes from the Or Gadol on the side, the end of Masechta Rosh Hashanah. They bring rice from the Bavli, Yerushalmi, from Yishenim, that they always sat during Chazaras HaShatz. I don't think Mr. Brewer quotes it, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think he quotes it. But apparently, so the Ramah here, when he tells you to stand, it's a chumrah ba'alma. Ramah says to the men, Chazaras HaShatz, which is probably the proper thing to do. You stand with Kriyas HaTorah also? Is that what you do? I, whatever you do, I like to observe you, which I do. So this way, especially you have such a firm thing over there, so I know that I'm the only one to observe. Well, why are you always smiling at me, Baruch Hashem? You seem very happy. The Shulchan writes that the minhag is to stand during Chazaras HaShatz, and unless you're not healthy, Chas V'Shalom, Rachman Lutzan, it's hard to stand. You're probably aware that there are individuals that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was not makpid to stand for Chazaras HaShatz. Not makpid. The Brisk Rav, they say, was more makpid to stand for Kriyas HaTorah than Chazaras HaShatz. Kriyas HaTorah, you know the issue. Rabbi Soloveitchik once discussed it. Remember the Yerushalmi, quoted by the Rav Chaim Zimmerman, his Hagdama to Sefer, he wrote when he was 18 years old, called Bina Eilon. It's in the back of his membership. So he asked him, Hagdama to the Sefer, he said, the question whether, does anyone here stand for Kriyas HaTorah? What's your practice? Sami. Sami, he said, it must be the air of Toronto. Toronto air is very clear. Tzach u'bayir. You ever lived there in Toronto? I did. I came there just to be in the area of the Stopniki family. I wanted to attach myself to Kedusha. So for many years I stood during Kriyas HaTorah as well. The Rav said, it's totally on the question, what is Kriyas HaTorah? Is it Talmud Torah B'tzibur? As opposed to a Yochid learning Talmud Torah, it's a Tzibur learning Talmud Torah? Or is it a din of a reenactment of Maimon HaSinai? So this of Chaim Zimmerman, Zatzal, quotes in the Akdomot, he said, he wrote, I think 18, 19 years old, I arrived in Yerushalmi, it's a reenactment of Maimon HaSinai. And Rasalezi held like that too. Mezachim to stand. Maimon HaSinai, did we stand? How do you know we stood? It says in the Pasuk.
Yeah.
In Pesukim Mechumash. That they were standing Be'ima, Be'ira, Be'seif, Be'zeya. Remember that. So that's totally on that question. Is it a reenactment of Maimon HaSinai? What happened in HaSinai? Then it would require, obviously, standing Be'ira, Be'zeya, and... So in general, my point is, not like Ati Lekah, the minute I grow on, you probably are familiar with it. Yeah, Kuf Chav Dalet, since we already have it already. Let's look at it. Kuf Chav Dalet. So it says here, Kuf Chav Dalet. The Mechaber says it. The minute I grow is not like this. So I'll let you. I'm sorry. Let me just see which one it is. Hey. One second. He was not. It says here, Hey, I'll call Baruch Hashem Shomeh B'chol Makom Omer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemot. Do you answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemot from that way? Yes. So Mechaber is a Malach. However, who did not answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemot? The Gro. The Gro held was a Hesek. So he did not answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemot, which one I say. He held was a Hesek. He held Minhag Yagro. But the Mechaber, Shulchan Aruch says here, to answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemot. How can I answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemot if I'm busy eating ragalach, eating pizza, schmoozing, talking, examining my iPhone and my smartphone, printing texts, further digitalizing my hands? Someone came over to me. I'm not joking. Says to me, Rabbi, was there Chazaras HaShatz today in the shul? He didn't even know there was Chazaras HaShatz. Why? He was busy. When he sleeps, his hands are fluttering the whole time. They're digitalized. So the risk of Chazadish, well, no, I'd like to grow. They didn't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemot. However, I have many Minhag Yagro, but I still answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemot because I think that it's something that's important since the Mechaber mentions it. And I stand there Chazar Sashatz, and the Minhag Olam is to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemot. That's what Hashem Zahmar Oilbach was knowing of the Yashiv Zatzal, Ogdol Yisrael. Even though they also followed many Minhag Yagro, but they basically were very careful regarding this issue of Baruch Hu Baruch Shemot. Yeah.
Well, that was my question, but if we follow the Gra in regards to standing during Chazar Sashatz, but then we don't follow the Gra with staying with...
Okay, I don't follow all the Minhag Yagra, that's probably why. But those who do follow the Minhag Yagra, they'll be careful not to answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemot as well. But I don't follow the Minhag Yagra. I follow a lot of them, but not... Really. Yes?
Isn't the fact that also that we're...
Yeah, because sometimes it's said so quickly, you don't even, the fellow says the bracha so quickly, you don't hear it in order that you should be able to answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. And therefore, you want to at least answer Amen. Is that what you're talking about?
Isn't the halacha that if you've been guilty of bracha through somebody that you're not supposed to answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo?
That's a divin halacha.
Yeah, so that's what I'm...
Correct. Thinking. You're talking about during a Bechas HaMitzvah, let's say. That's a very good question they're raising. And the issue is that, is this in the gather of Shomei Ka'oneh? But the dinner Shomei Ka'oneh, even though you don't answer Amen, you want, the question is he being motzi me? That's the question. What's happening? So let's say, okay, that needs further discussion, which I can't do right now, but we never, I should get to that topic as well, hopefully. Shomei.